Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die.
He has a laser weapon.
No.
Tara, your power.
Summoning the power of...
We're going down.
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island.
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University.
Oh, my God. Embrace the rim.
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have 7 people injured here. Oh my God. There are 2 people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous, Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102. Two.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah. Heard it all before.
Eleven O Two, where are you? I have a brand new plan to destroy Earth's superheroes, and I...
Give me that big slip, baby. Bottoms up.
1102. Why are you still lying in that beanbag with a headset playing that life-sucking electronic game when I'm speaking to you? Answer me.
Ha, bow and arrow mode, you loser.
I beg your pardon? Oh, you're talking to that ridiculous game on the TV.
Ha ha ha, blasted ya.
1102, your creator is talking to you. Answer me. It's that infernal headset. You can't hear a thing I'm saying, can you? Well, I'll fix that.
Hey, me headset.
I've had enough of this game-playing nonsense. I'm turning the TV off.
Hey, me game. I was right in the middle of playing Buckle Knuckles.
Buckle Knuckle baloney bags. That's all you ever do these days, 1102. Play these stupid games. I knew the day I laid my eyes upon that ridiculous Madam Pac-Woman that society was in trouble. Now then, take out your eyes.
Me eyes?
Yes, pluck them out.
But why?
Now then, drop them in this bubbling water.
Are you serious?
Go on, it'll feel refreshing.
Ah, they're burning!
That's what happens when you drop something in acid, my gloriously stupid beast!
But why'd you make me do that?
To teach you a lesson.
What lesson?
That all video games lead to violence.
But I ain't the one telling people to drop their eyes into acid, Doc.
And what's your point?
Ah, make it stop.
Here, put them back into your eye sockets. And next time, when I come into a room, I want those eyes on me. And not some ridiculous video game. Do you understand?
Not exactly.
Why aren't you talking to that test tube?
Because I can't see.
Well, what's wrong with your eyes?
Really?
Makes the mind wonder why I keep you around as my assistant.
Because I work for free.
Well, what other employer would give a shabbily dressed creature with poor vision such an opportunity, Now then, what I wanted to tell you is that I have created a new device to destroy the superheroes.
Does it come with pepperoni?
Pepperoni?
I'm kinda hungry.
You'll eat tomorrow.
That's what you said yesterday.
Enough of your prattle. Follow me to the Epic Invention Chamber 1102. Here it is. The Epic Transmitter.
That name just rolls right off the tongue, don't it? Sure is tiny.
This little machine may fit into the palm of my hand, but with it, I can do big things.
That's what you say about your brain.
With my newest little invention here, I can hijack the airwaves of every movie theater, television set, and social media channel around the world, and instantly stream whatever I choose in its place.
Oh, like me playing Buckle Knuckles?
Do you want me to dip your eyeballs back in bubbling acid, 1102?
No.
Then listen up, and listen closely. Your creator, the genius of all evil, is getting his own channel.
You are?
Yes, my sweet idiotic creature, I am. And I'm calling it Epic Flicks.
Epic Flicks? That sounds a lot like Net.
But this channel will air only one single show. The one starring me. A show so compelling that the whole world will fall in love with me. And that's how I will defeat those superheroes.
So, you're gonna destroy the superheroes by becoming a star?
Bravo, my dim-witted dunce. For once in your life, you got it right.
Are you sure you're a genius?
You've seen all my accomplishments.
Exactly why I'm asking.
No one's brain is bigger.
Have you actually measured it?
I'm speaking metaphorically.
I'm speaking practically.
Size doesn't matter.
Lucky for you.
Do I need to remind you that my brain created you?
Well, then I guess you are a genius.
Of course I am. Wait just a minute.
Gotcha.
Now then. Let me elaborate on my plan.
Can't wait to hear this one, Doc.
Once I become the world's only cherished celebrity, beamed into the households of trillions around the world, I will use my star power to openly bash the superheroes, and then turn public opinion against each and every one of those spandex losers. Once shunned, the superheroes will have no choice but to hang up their capes and fade away into oblivion, while I remain worshipped around the world, finally, as it should be.
Sure hope you're likable enough.
Likable enough? They will love me.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm me. What's not to love? I said, what's not to love? 1102? 1102?
How about them cowboys?
Are you suggesting I'm unlovable?
Gee, Doc, no. More like, well, I just don't think your show should only be about you.
Why not?
Well, every great show features a star and a sidekick.
What?
Think about it. Lucy.
And Ricky.
Batman.
And Robin.
Ren.
And Stimpy.
Dr. Epicopolis.
And 1102.
Oh, Doc, I'm so honored.
What just happened?
So when do we film our first episode? You almost ready, Doc?
Yes, I'm just rehearsing my lines for my script here. I've written some wonderful lines for myself. EB3, are you quite finished applying my makeup?
Sorry, Doctor. I had to find another paintbrush.
Paintbrush? That does seem like a lot of foundation, EB3.
There are a lot of cracks to fill.
Cracks? These aren't cracks. They're delicate lines due to those cotton sheets I sleep on. I really need to order those little silk numbers I've seen on Amazon.
By the way, Master, as a loyal robot, I do not think you should share the limelight with that slug.
I heard that, you lousy clanker.
Now. You're all my creations. I demand you get along with each other.
Impossible.
Just get out of here and run the cameras, you stinking tin can. Doc, you ready? I got the main warehouse all set up for you. I turned it into one big set.
Coming!
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, you're powered!
Summoning the power up!
We're going down! Mr. Barrington, on the Fusory, Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are 2 people who didn't make it.
You've been asking, and now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Here I am! In here.
Yeah, I rounded up some audience members, Doc.
They think what you just said is funny?
Must be me delivering.
Well, 1102, if they think your delivery is good, wait until they see my performance.
Anyway, this is Dr. Epicopoulos, everyone. And his sidekick, me. 1102.
Something's not quite right about this. I refuse to do this show. I'm walking off set.
Excuse me, folks. The doc has left the set.
Hmm.
This is outrageous!
The squad has set you up.
I'm getting crickets out there! And 1102 is... he's loved by everyone!
I told you the squad is poison.
Shut up, you glorified garbage can. Doc, you gotta get back out there.
Absolutely not! I'm not going to be outshined by some slog!
But this is how you're gonna destroy the superheroes, remember?
I suppose you're right. They haven't even heard the script yet. Fine, I'll go back out on stage. But we're going to be doing the script my way!
Hello, folks! We're back! And I'd just like to welcome you to the first taping of the Dr. Epicopolis in 1102 Show of Shows. Here we go! See, Doc? They like it.
Yes. Right now, here's your script, 1102. Now then, you stand over there, and I'll stand at my laboratory table over here. And then I'll enter from there.
Okie dokie. Whatever you say, Doc.
And action! Entering stage right. 1102, 1102, where are you?
Hey, Doc, did you call me?
1102, yes. My God, what happened to your eye?
Oh, it's sitting on the computer, Doc.
What?
You told me to keep my eye on the monitor, didn't you?
Step into my lab and take a look at this test tube.
Sure thing, Doc.
Now then, what do you see inside my test tube?
Bubbles?
Boiling chemicals. Probably makes you wonder, why are chemists great for solving problems?
Why, Doc?
Because they all have the solutions.
I guess that's the reason you're not a chemist.
Why are all you people laughing at whatever he says? I don't understand. He's the sidekick, the punching bag, the number two. I'm the main attraction.
Do you want me to obliterate them all?
What is this? My robot threatens all of you, and still you laugh? I don't understand.
Pitiful humans. Oh, you love me. Hello, my name is CB3. You're all awesome.
This is outrageous. How can I produce a show if I'm not the star? And if I'm not the star, I won't have the power to turn the world against the superheroes.
Doc? Maybe we should cut?
Look at them. Thrilled with whatever you say. And me? I'd get more laughs at my own funeral. I feel so misunderstood. Yes, I feel so lost. As lost as the years of my youth.
Well, Doc, they're loving you now.
Yes, but they love who I am pretending to be. Some weak-minded, sniveling scientist. Not the genius I really am. I really am a genius, you know? That's it! Cut! Get them all out! Every last one of them out! And remember you this. Dr. Ezekiel Epicopolis is truly a genius! This is why I despise people.
That's it, Doc. You're blasting him.
Die, you piece of... Oh, look. The little magic girl is twirling her smoking flute and dancing through their mushrooms, 1102.
Yeah.
Well, 1102, I'm beginning to see why you enjoy this video contraption.
Say, Doc?
I'll start working on a new plan to bring down the superheroes tomorrow. How about we order a pizza?
I'm starving.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momoda.
Guard.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington.
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trigus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Adamus!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Oh my God.
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power up!
We're going down! Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward our university!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have 7 people injured here. Oh my God, there are 2 people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.